President Sarkozy is focusing on three francophone nations, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Republic of Congo, and Niger. He will be talking politics, notably peace in Congo-Kinshasa, where the government and Tutsi rebels just signed a peace agreement. He will also advocate democracy, likely in Congo-Brazzaville, where the country's president is preparing for elections this summer. French officials reportedly say the visit should not be interpreted as endorsing his campaign. When he took office in 2007, Mr. Sarkozy vowed to break with France's past relationship with Africa. But Muzan Kudi, an analyst at the London-based think tank Chatham House, says that promise has not yet been realized.
Nothing has changed, actually. If you follow his discourse, in the last few months, he has not talked about breaking up with the tradition of France-Africa relations.
French business interest in Africa is another constant. Mr. Sarkozy is traveling with a high-level business delegation. Cody says in Brazzaville, French officials will be looking for new oil supplies. In Niger, the French nuclear company Areva has recently signed a contract for uranium exploitation. And in Kinshasa, France will be looking at possibilities to invest in the telecommunications and hydropower sectors. African leaders are looking forward to Mr. Sarkozy's visit as well, Cody says, and not just because of business possibilities.
Congo-Brazzaville, the president is going to be standing for election soon. So the visit of President Sarkozy may strengthen the hand of the president. The same goes for Niger, where the president has been itching to change the constitution so that he could be reelected. So the visit of the French president there may be interpreted as support.
France is facing growing competition for influence in Africa from China. But as Cody points out, French ties on the continent stretch back decades. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.